أنتم على تسعينات اف ام.
In our world we have different languages, cultures, skin colors, ethnicities and religions. United States and Egypt are two rich communities with huge diversity in all aspects. However, difference should not be a reason to fight, disrespect, or exclude each other. Difference can be intriguing, provoking interesting discussions. Here with you, Rama, in Compelling Difference on Radio 90s FM.
Compelling Difference مع رحمة ليل كل يوم اثنين الساعة 10:30 بالليل على تسعينات FM.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Compelling Difference. Here with you today, Rama, on Radio 90s FM. If you want to call us to contribute to the program, please call us on 01-00-427-894. If you are calling from the US, please add 0112 before the mentioned number. You can call us as well from Canada, and you can contribute to the episode by answering the question of the episode on Facebook on Radio 90s FM page. The question of today's episode is, at a first date, who should pay? The man or the woman? At our last episode, we have discussed a lot about coexistence, diversity in both United States and Egypt. We have also discussed the population diversity, religious diversity, and linguistic diversity in both US and Egypt. The question of last episode was, how do you deal with people who have different beliefs from yours? We got interesting answers about respecting each other, educating ourselves about each other, and peacefully coexisting, which leads to today's topic that's handled differently in different cultures, which is money. So the title of today's episode is Money Talks. So people are different about handling money because of different cultures. However, there are some similarities about how Egyptians spend money and how Americans spend money. Both Egyptians and Americans are on the consuming scale. So if you are going around in Egypt or in the United States, you would find a lot of shopping malls, and you would find people hanging out a lot in shopping malls. You would find people spending on non-necessities like entertainment and eating out. In America, you'd find Black Friday, and in Egypt, we have White Friday. And Egyptian Americans are interested in thrifting to get clothes, vehicles, books, and devices for cheap prices. So, let's talk about the cost of living in Egypt. So, we will talk from the perspective of a single person who works as an engineer. So, an entry-level engineering job in Egypt would pay you 3,000 to 5,000 Egyptian pounds. And the $1 is around 15 Egyptian pounds. So, I will leave you with the calculation. So, we have a problem in Egypt, which is centralization. So, the good job opportunities, all the well-established factories, top-ranked universities, all good schools, and all facilities are centered in Cairo. So many people would move from their cities to Cairo. So this has led to the crowdedness of Cairo and people moving to Cairo and the necessity you have to your own car in Cairo and the high cost of living in Cairo. So from the perspective of an average engineer who has moved to Cairo, this would make him or her pay around 1,000 Egyptian pounds for rent and another 1,000 Egyptian pounds for food, beverages, or tobacco, and another 500 to 800 for transportation, and the rest would be for savings or healthcare or personal care. For an average American engineer living in New York City, they would pay $1,500 to rent a single room. They would pay $800 for transportation, $600 for insurance, $370 for groceries, and $560 for eating out and entertainment, and the rest would go for taxes and utilities. In both countries, there's no room to save up much money unless you're extremely careful. And we will talk more about how we can save money when we get to the last part of our episode. So, how is it like for students? In Egypt, it's a little bit easy for students because parents would take care of the students financially till they graduate. And if the parents are not doing well financially, the students would need to work. However, if you are a girl in Egypt, you are lucky because your parents wouldn't allow you to work and they would actually still spend money on you. Also, education is free in Egypt in public schools and in private schools. In public schools and in public universities. So if you have free education, you wouldn't worry much about tuitions and student loans. In the United States, it's a little bit hard for students because they would need to work to cover their student loans, and teens would work to help their parents with the bills, and some students might have it so difficult that they would actually live in their cars because they cannot afford housing. So, this is a big difference in both countries, and we will actually see more about how money affects our lives when we're back. Welcome back. As Seya said, I don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight. That's interesting, Sia, because money and dating are perceived differently in different cultures. So, money and dating. Everyone has different budget for going out and for dating, for gifts and for having shared meals. So when two people decide to go out on a date, this means one of them might be taken out of their comfort zone because the two people have different budgets. And let me tell you a secret. And don't tell anyone that I have told you this. 76% of millennials carry some kind of debt, and plenty of them keep it secret. So it's kind of embarrassing to share financial information in a relationship, especially at the very early stages, and especially at a first date. So let me take you to the question of today's episode. At a first date, who should pay, the man or the woman? Before reading your answers, before reading your very interesting answers, let me give you some kind of history or background behind this question. In Egypt, in many families, the woman doesn't work, and she is mainly a housewife. Men are expected to be financially responsible of women, and women are more responsible of the house, raising the kids, and staying at home 24/7, while the men are expected to be more exposed to the hard work conditions, providing financial stability for the family. But some people might say, Rama, it's 2021, so how come? However, some women do work, and how even if they work, they would keep the money for themselves, and they are not expected to pay for bills. They are not expected to bring food to the table. They are just expected to keep money for themselves. So Egyptian women would expect the man to pay on a first date. Otherwise, she would think that he's cheap. In the US, it's kind of different because couples mostly share expenses like roommates, and both men and women work equally. There is some sort of equality between men and women in the United States in terms of money. And on a first date, the man might pay, and they might split the bill, and whoever asks for the date might pay. So it wouldn't be a deal breaker for an American woman if an American man didn't pay for the date. So yeah. I don't want an American woman to think that an Egyptian man take off her liberty if he offered and insisted to pay. And I don't want an Egyptian woman to think that an American man is cheap, broke guy because he didn't offer to pay for her. We're just different. So right now I'll read your answers, and after this I'll give you my own feedback. So, Nada Ali said, let me remind you of the question of the episode that was at the first date, who should pay, the man or the woman? Nada Ali said, the man for sure. If he asks me to split the bill, there is 0% chance to go out on a second date with him, though. That's so funny, actually. Well, you can give him a chance, Nada. Isra Abdul Muttalib said, they should split it. They are both adults who just shared a meal. Why does one of them need to take responsibility for the other? That's an interesting point of view. Actually, yeah, this is a more Americanized point of view. But if you are brought up in a culture where you think if the man doesn't pay, then he's cheap. If you are brought up in a culture that's set up this way, the man wouldn't give you even space to pay. So the man would actually kind of insist to pay. So I get your point, though. Myrna Sami answers saying the man should pay at the first date, but after that, no problem. You got a really good point. I mean, at the first date, they can pay, and after that, they can start sharing. And actually, couples are free about how they want to set up something like this. Nadal Hawari said, I think the man should pay at the first date and the second date and always pay everything. Well, Egyptian men can relate to this very. Yeah, Egyptian men can relate because they pay for everything. Okay, Marwa Rashad said, the man for sure, the most important thing is they should have manners. Well, manners wouldn't be determined by whether they pay for the date or not, because Egyptian men can pay for the date and they can actually pay very expensive prices at very expensive restaurants. However, they might be still cheap and stingy, but they are just acting up at the first date, so manners are not really determined by whether they're paying for the date or not. So, but I get your point. Rana Ibrahim said, I would split. It's a first date and I don't want to feel like I owe any man anything. That's a really important point, because if a man acts like you owe him something because he paid for a date, this is a cheap man. But in the Egyptian culture, men don't expect you to owe them anything because they paid for the date. They just want to pay because they're raised to pay for dates. Nuran Sayed said, the man. Raga Ilghanemi said, in my opinion, the bill should be split, especially in the first stage of a relationship. Culture definitely plays a big role in everyone's opinion of this topic. I definitely agree. In Germany, for example, and in England, they split the bill. In Egypt, the man always pays. In the US, it's kind of like more lenient. You cannot find a specific rule. Yasmin Nabil said, the man for sure. Iman Hafiz said, of course the man would pay for the first date and every date. Well, that's the opinion of all the most Egyptian girls, Iman. So Mazen said, the man out of being gentle, but he isn't really forced to do so, and splitting the bill doesn't make him stingy. I agree. Splitting the bill doesn't make him stingy, but what if the girl thought of him as being cheap? So why don't they just discuss how they want to handle the bill? It might be like a good option instead of like just one of them deciding to do something and then ruining the whole date. Mohammed Mahrouz said, none of them run. Well, this is your problem, Mahrouz. Mohammed Mahmoud said, man every time. First Egyptian man to say that the man should pay. Shahira said, if he is a man, he should pay. Well, I kind of disagree with this, because assigning gender roles, or if you are a man, you should do X, Y, and Z, and if you are a woman, you should do X, Y, and Z. Assigning gender roles is not fair. I mean, he can be a man, but he might not have money, but he is still a man. I mean, but I get your point, but you can think about it more. Amal Darwish said, it's optional and not mandatory between the man and his woman. It's nice when we are sharing. That's nice. Muni Abdu said, the man for sure. Omar Mansour said, the man. It's virtuous and good character, and I think women will like and appreciate this gesture. Yes, women definitely would like and appreciate this gesture, but you don't want to assume that all women would appreciate and like this gesture, because some women might think of it as you're taking part of their freedom and you're taking part of their like financial capability, you know? So yeah, like it's up to every woman to decide if she would appreciate it or not. Sarah Salim said, I mean, the girl should offer, but on the first date, the guy has to for sure. If he doesn't, he is probably cheap. Lol. Hannah Gilgis said, men should pay at first date. They may share expenses later if they get married. Yeah, married couples always share expenses. So yeah, do you have other comment? Ranim Lail commented saying, date? Aliens should. Well, yeah, yes, Ranim, some lucky people get dates. So you still didn't tell us who you think should pay. So please let us know. So I told you that I will mention my own answer. My own answer to this is that I'm bicultural. So I have that Egyptian side that would tell me, Rama, if he didn't pay, he would be cheap. And I have that American side that would tell me, Rama, you are really capable of paying for your dinner. So why you would let him cheap? So why would you let him pay? So I would definitely appreciate it if he asked me and brought up this conversation saying, how do you want us to handle this bill and future bill? I would probably say something like, I support that men should pay for the first date out of being chivalrous. Then the man and the woman can take turns paying the bills. And this is something that I would do. We can take turns or we can make gestures for each other. I find this very nice and romantic. So yeah, this is how I think of it. And I'll leave you now with Je Veux, with Zaz, and we will be back.
Donnez-moi une suite au Ritz, je n'en veux pas. Des bijoux de chez Chanel, je n'en veux pas. Donnez-moi une limousine, j'en ferai quoi? Pa-pa-da-pa-pa-pa-da. Offrez-moi du personnel, j'en ferai quoi? Un manoir à Neuchâtel, ce n'est pas pour moi. Offrez-moi la tour Eiffel, j'en ferai quoi? Pa-pa-da-pa-pa-pa-da. De la joie, de la bonne humeur. Ce n'est pas votre argent qui fera mon bonheur. Moi je veux crever la main sur le cœur. Allons ensemble découvrir ma liberté. Oubliez donc tous vos clichés. Bienvenue dans ma réalité. J'en ai marre de vos bonnes manières. C'est trop pour moi, moi je mange avec les mains et je suis comme ça, je parle fort et je suis France, excusez-moi. Fini l'hypocrisie, moi, je me casse de là, j'en ai marre des lampes de bois. Regardez-moi, de toute manière, je vous en veux pas, et je suis comme ça. Ce n'est pas votre argent qui fera mon bonheur. Moi je veux crever la main sur le cœur. Allons ensemble découvrir ma liberté. Oubliez donc tous vos clichés. Bienvenue dans ma réalité. La main sur le cœur. Allons ensemble découvrir ma liberté. Oubliez donc tous vos cliché. Bienvenue dans ma réalité. Je veux de l'amour, de la joie, de la bonne humeur. Ce n'est pas votre argent qui fera mon bonheur. Moi je veux crever la main sur le cœur. Allons ensemble découvrir ma liberté. Oubliez donc tous vos clichés.
And welcome back. You're still listening to Compelling Difference with Rahma. So, thank you for Mohammed Rashad, Riam Isa, and Yusuf Awad for the support. Thank you very much for supporting us and liking our video. So, in our last part, we will discuss, have you ever felt that money just flies and never come back? So, we'll give you some tips and tricks to save money. So the first tip is track where your money is being spent. If you know where the problem is, you will be able to track it and solve it. The second tip is separate your wants from your needs. There is a big difference between what you need and what you want. So think twice before buying something or deciding to act upon your urge to buy something. The third tip is try to avoid using credit to pay for things, especially if they are unnecessary. Credit saves you now, but they would add financial burden on you in the future, so take care. The fourth step is have a saving account and enjoy the magic of compound interest. You can also have an automatic transaction from your checking account to your saving account. This is like, it can be something as simple as like $5 every month or something. And you will see the magic of compound interest. The fifth advice is try lowering your energy bills. This is something that I personally try to do. So I try to turn off the unnecessary lights. I try to turn off the AC or the heater when they're not needed. And I try to purchase energy-efficient light bulbs. And I try to have a wise usage of my AC and my heater. Another advice is making my own food instead of buying food. Because, believe it or not, many Americans and many Egyptians spend lots of money on eating out and taking food away. So yeah. Other advice is setting your priorities for spending money. And priorities are different for people. Some people would prioritize going to the gym, others would prioritize vacations. So yeah, set your priorities and spend money according to them. And don't compare yourself with others. Another thing would be making a budget after setting your priorities. The ninth tip is controlling your impulses and your urges. So avoid your temptation to buy things that you don't really need. So this is again related to separating between your needs and your wants. The tenth tip is try to stop smoking. So cigarettes are harmful for both your health and your wallet. If you smoke a pack and a half every day, this is $3,000 on a year. So please consider quitting. Another tip is saving coins. So because small amounts make huge differences. Another tip is take a personal finance management class. No one is too old or too wise to learn about managing their finance. And if you are someone who don't know how to invest their money, play it safe and have a certificate of deposit or an investment certificate with a bank. These are the safest ways to invest your money. And allow yourself one subscription. You don't want to be a member of Netflix, Hulu, and everything you can be a member of. This just doesn't work. So allow yourself one subscription and plan everything before you buy. This was all for today, and I hope you have enjoyed today's episode, and we will meet next week. Bye! We'll be right back.
already.